Yeah, Granny, then I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's elaborate preparations to welcome the new schoolteacher, the gifts of perfume and flowers, the secluded dinner by candlelight, and the other pleasant surprises he planned, all turned out to be a source of embarrassment when he discovered that Marion Sloan was not the auburn-haired woman of his dreams, as he had anticipated, but was instead a talkative old man by the name of Professor Marion Orville Sloan. As we look around the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Lum's just entering. Listen.
Oh, morning, Lum.
Morning, Abner.
Where about you been all morning?
Oh, just trying to get a little sleep. A
little sleep?
Yeah, let me sit down here.
Huh?
Granny, I'm wore to a frazzle. Wore to a frazzle.
Well, what you so wore out for?
If you discussed education for 5 hours like me and that Professor Sloan done last night, you'd be wore out, too.
5 hours?
Yes, sir. 5 hours. I had to take him to Luke Spear's restaurant for supper last night because I'd already made all the arrangements.
Yeah, I know you did.
And do you know that we sat there and talked till after 10 o'clock? Or, that is, he done the talking.
10 o'clock? Why, Luke don't stay open that late long.
He did last night. Luke went to sleep behind the counter, and we had to wake him up when we left.
Well, I do know.
Fact is, I had an awful hard time keeping from going to sleep myself.
He did, huh?
Yeah, and that weren't all. Professor Sloan insisted on walking home with me, and he stood out in front of my place and talked for 2 more hours.
2 more hours?
Yes. It was after 12 o'clock time I got in bed last night.
Well, I do know. Well, you must have enjoyed yourself awful lot then.
Enjoyed myself?
Yeah.
That was, without a doubt, the worst one evening I've ever spent in my whole life, I do believe.
Well, I thought you liked to discuss education. That's what you said yesterday. Said you loved that more than every one thing.
Well, that was different, though. That was when I thought Marion Sloan was a woman teacher. It's a lot easier discussing education with a pretty woman.
But did Professor Sloan enjoy eating by candlelight?
Oh,
how do you like that soft, romantic mandolin music?
We never had no mandolin music.
Well, you told Luke to get somebody to play during supper, didn't you?
Yeah, but I canceled that.
Oh, my. That's too bad. I know Professor Sloan would enjoy that. Something wonderful. Did he wear that flower you bought for him his hair?
All right, Abner. I've had just about enough of them smart remarks of yours. You didn't know yourself he was a man teacher till we seen him yesterday. You was fooled just as much as I was.
How do you like that bottle of perfume you got, Bert?
All right, that's just enough of that.
What was the name of that perfume? Love's Temptation. Yeah, that was it.
Abner, hitch up and answer the phone. That was our ring, I believe.
Oh, that beats anything. I'll get it. Hello, Jot 'em Down Store and Library doing the talking. Huh?
Store doing the talking?
Oh, how do you do, sir? No, this is Abner Peabody. You want what? Oh. Oh, I know he'd love that, because that's the one thing he enjoys doing. Just a minute.
Who is it?
Professor Sloan. He wants you to have supper with him tonight.
With him?
Yeah, he says he wants to continue your discussion of education.
Oh, my goodness.
Says he'd like to go into the early Egyptian school system, I believe he said.
Who cares about the Egyptian school system?
Well, what you want me to tell him?
Tell him I got triple pneumonia. Tell him anything.
Well, here, you tell him yourself.
No, I don't want to talk to him. Tell him I got to work late at the store tonight.
Why?
I can't make it for supper. Tell him that.
All right. Hello? Professor Sloan?
I hate to tell a story.
Well, Lum says he's got to work late tonight, so he can't make it for supper. Yes, sir.
Tell him I'm sorry, though.
He says he's sorry. Oh, he'd love to the worst way, but he just can't make it. All right, Professor. Yeah, goodbye. Huh? Goodbye.
Thank goodness I got out of that.
Of course, I don't see what you want to get out of it, Furlong, the way you love to discuss education and all.
All right, Abby, now don't start that again.
I wish you'd have had the went.
Well, I admit I did say that's what I want to do, but I've changed my mind since then. Granny, that Professor Sloan went all through how the old Greeks used to learn their yellings.
Well?
Give all the theories to some feller named Socrates and another named Aristotle or some such a name as that.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed all that. Sounds interesting. Awful interesting.
Wish you'd have been there then.
Oh, my.
Wish you'd had to suffer like I did, and then maybe you'd stop making fun of me.
Well, I would have come along, but I never had no flower to wear in my hair.
Abner, I told you once to cut out them smart remarks.
That's a good one.
Call them remarks of yours smart. Ain't nothing smart about them. If you say one more word about flowers and the hair or romantic mandolin music, I'm going to walk you right on top of the head with something.
I was just repeating what I heard you say yesterday, Long.
Well, everything's changed since yesterday. Fact is, I'm sort of thinking about resigning as president of the school board after all.
You are?
Yes, sir. I don't believe I could go through a whole year listening to Professor Sloan give his ideas on education.
Oh.
Uses the biggest words I ever heard in my life.
He does, huh?
I doubt whether he knows what they mean.
Well.
There's the monotonous one talker there is in the whole world, I doubt you. He talked for a half hour without even stopping there. Hardly taking time to breathe, even.
Well, what did he say?
Well, you got me there. I ain't got the least idea what he was talking about.
When?
All I done was just keep saying, yes, Professor Sloan. No, Professor Sloan. Uh-huh, Professor Sloan. That's right, Professor.
Oh,
Granny.
Oh, well, that sounds awful, Granny. You're sorry I missed
you.
Lost up in
there. You ain't half as sorry as I am. Get the phone there, Abner. So I ring again.
This might be Professor Sloan.
Abner, cut that out. Please.
Hello, got him now, store Abner Peabody doing the talking. Huh? Oh, yes, Professor Sloan.
Oh, my goodness, it's him again.
Uh-huh. Oh. Yes, sir, well, that sounds wonderful. Oh, Lama just be tickled to death to hear that.
To hear what?
He says he's arranged to have Sister Simpson fix supper for him and you late in the evening, love. So you can go over there after you get through working here.
Oh, my goodness. Tell him I got to work later than I figured I did.
Hello? Lom says he has to work later than he figured, Professor. Oh. Yes, sir. Just a minute. I'll tell him.
What did he say now?
He said it didn't matter how late it was, Mom. Said he's got insomnias or something like that and can't sleep no way.
Well, tell him I can't make it till, till after 10 o'clock, tell him.
Professor, Lum says he can't make it till after 10 o'clock.
And you tell one story, you got to tell a thousand of them, looks like.
Uh-huh. Well, just a minute. He says that's fine, Lum. Says make it later if you want to. I'd
blame it all anyway.
I believe you're stuck, Lum.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Hello? Lum says he'll be there, Professor.
Oh, wait a minute, Abner. Wait a minute.
Yeah, all right, sir. Goodbye.
Abner, what'd you say that for?
Well, there weren't nothing else to say, Lum.
Now then, as hungry as I am, I gotta wait till 10 o'clock before I can eat my supper. Yeah, blame
him. Well, sure, after we close up, you're going to have to stand around somewhere till 10 o'clock. But after all, Lum, you're president of the school board. You ought to discuss education with the new teacher.
I wish you'd keep still about that. You're getting on my nerves.
I know. If I was elected president, I'd jump at a chance like this.
You would.
Yes, sir.
All right, Granny, you're going to get the chance then.
Huh?
You're going along with me tonight.
Oh, no. Now, wait a minute now.
No use arguing, Abner. You're going with me, and that's all you
are.
I'm ordering you not to go around making smart remarks.
Well, now, wait a minute now, Lum. I can't go with you tonight. I'd love to, but I just
can't. Why can't you?
Why? Well, I'll just call.
Cause why?
Well, I've got to get home tonight, that's why.
Why do you have to get home?
Why? Well, I forget the reason right now, but I know I have to go home. Elizabeth said I had to, I think.
Abner, you're telling a story, and you know it. I'm going to call up Elizabeth and tell her you won't be home for supper.
Well, now, wait a minute now, Lum. Don't do that. Here, let go of there. Wait a minute now, Lum. Listen. Elizabeth don't even know why I have to go home tonight. I ain't even told her yet. I'm going to surprise her, Lum.
I thought you said she was the one that told you.
Hello?
This you, Elizabeth? Well, this is Lum.
I ain't going to wait till...
Yes, Mom. Oh, just tolerably. Say, Elizabeth, Abner won't be home for supper tonight.
I will, don't it?
Ma? Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. Yeah, I see. Well, all right, I'll tell him, Elizabeth. No, nothing important. All right. Goodbye.
What'd she say, Lon?
She said you had to come home because you're having somebody over for supper tonight.
Well, yeah, our dog is good for us. I know there was some reason why I had to go home tonight.
Oh, stop that laugh. Sound like a half-witted lady.
I'm sorry, but I can't go along with you tonight, Long. Just love to sit there and say, yes, Professor Sloan. Uh-huh, Professor Sloan.
Abner, if you say one more word to me about anything, I'm going to whop you right on top of the head with something.
Can't eat till 10 o'clock. That's a good one on you.
Well, there's that blame phone again.
Oh.
I'll answer this.
Yeah, get it, Professor, maybe.
Hello, jot 'em down, store. President Elliott's talking. Oh, yes, Professor Sloan.
Don't get one of
him again. You won't? Oh, well, that's nice. Yeah. Well, I'm awful disappointed, but we can do it some other time, maybe.
So easy to get out of it.
Yeah. Well, much obliged for letting me know. Yeah, all right, Professor Sloan. Goodbye.
What's the matter? Ain't he going to have supper with you after all?
No, he can't, he said. He's invited over to somebody else's house tonight, he said.
Well, who invited him?
Why, a woman by the name of Mrs. Abner Peabody.
Huh?